When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Allie.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Pretty well. Talk to us. What's going on?
So, I'm really at my wit's end, and I'm hoping that you and, the listeners can maybe help me figure out what to do. So my neighbor has her packages delivered to my house.
Okay.
I'm guessing she didn't ask your permission.
No, she has never asked my permission. She's never even told me she was going to do it, so I could expect them. They just show up.
Wow, that's presumptuous.
It's odd, right? I mean, her apartment's kind of tricky to locate, so I guess maybe she's had trouble with deliveries before. So, and she does a lot of online shopping, but
But why not reach out and say, hey, do you mind if I have some packages delivered to your house because they never get to me when I send them to
That makes
address?
Sense. That makes
yes.
sense.
Yes. Most people would do that.
Yeah, no, she has never done that. And I've actually asked her to stop, repeatedly
okay.
asked her, to, yeah, could you please stop using my address? And oh my suggesting God. Maybe have them sent to her work or get a Dropbox, but, it has, it slowed down, but it didn't stop.
Wow.
I got another one yesterday, actually.
Obviously, it's illegal, but have you ever opened any of them?
No.
Oh, okay. You know what? You sent
really
them to
good
me,
stuff
I'm opening
in here.
Them.
It's kind of I could be a porch pirate. It's on my porch.
Right.
Yeah, it came to me. You know what? This is actually the other day I came home and there was a DoorDasher trying to find my house with her food. So
she sent her food to your house?
Yeah.
With no heads up?
No. She just used
This is bizarre.
I don't want it to be a big battle, but I'm really tired of it. And and then I have to walk this stuff over to her apartment.
So you keep delivering it to her, you're her delivery person?
Yeah, I don't know. They're stacking up at my house. It's weird.
Wow.
Wow.
May I say the
audacity.
That's what I was just going to say, Kelly. The audacity of this person.
Right?
And you've told her, please don't. And she's all right. And keeps
repeatedly asked her to stop. It slowed down, but it doesn't stop. And then, yeah. So, would I be a jerk if I, started returning the packages to sender? I don't know what else to do.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
You're going to have to amp this up to the next level, obviously, because she's ignoring your request to say, hey, don't do that.
I guess, right?
And you gave her really good alternative solutions. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. We don't even talk. It's just packages.
Allie. You're not even buddies. You're not neighbors
no.
that hang out. Oh, okay.
Allie, legit, I would just start opening the packages and going, you know what? I thought it was for me. I didn't know. Sorry. I don't know. We are getting some people texting in with maybe some suggestions on how to approach this with your neighbor. But yeah, it's always one of those weird things where, it's you can't choose your family. You can't really choose your neighbors either. And so yeah,
you can move away from your neighbors, but I'm guessing that's not necessarily.
I was going to say she didn't want to have to do
at
that
at this point. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I just wanted to be this big weird, weirder, awkwarder.
Yeah. Well, Allie, I like the idea of returning the packages. I also like the idea that I had originally of just opening them. But but hang out. We've got plenty of other people chiming in, so we'll try to help you out here.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot of people are saying return to sender, return to sender, return to sender.
Yeah, just start returning the packages, and then she will get the message.
She'll get the money back and the message.
Jennifer's Allie's going to be implicated in a drug ring if she's not careful.
Oh, wow. Well, and Ashton said I'd return to sender only because once they start getting mail to your address, they can claim to live there. Nope.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if you've got any wild stories of receiving something you shouldn't have, but you can always give us that story at 502-795-1997 or help Allie out. We are in a situation with Allie and her neighbor, and her neighbor keeps sending packages, having packages delivered to her porch, and she wants her to stop, but she doesn't know how.
Yeah, so apparently this neighbor has a tricky to find apartment, so instead of trying to fix that situation, she's just been sending it to Allie's house, and then Allie's been like walking her stuff over and she's tired of it. Like, they're even delivering food.
I know.
Which is crazy.
Amanda, what do you think?
I totally think she should send them back, and then she should go one step further and she should sign up for any free subscription in that lady's name. So she gets extra mail.
Oh, wow.
I have a friend that if you make him upset, he will find any free subscription and send it to you. And I have been a culprit of that.
Oh,
and it is the most annoying thing ever.
Right.
So,
I got it.
Having these crazy, magazines show up at your house and you're like, I didn't sign up for this.
Appreciate it, Amanda. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey.
So what's your idea?
So for her neighbor situation, I would start charging her.
Oh, a delivery fee. Yeah, because she's been delivering them.
Like a delivering fee. Yeah. Instead of sending them back, returning to sender, I would start charging her. I would let her know, I have your stuff. If you want it, you are going to pay me X amount of dollars.
Yes, keep it and say, I will give it to you for a fee.
So you're holding her packages for ransom.
Ransom, yes.
Why not?
Stacy kind of agrees with that, too, and says, hey, the way I see it, you're providing a service. I say you hold all of her packages and you charge her money per package. It can be your little side job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that. Benjamin's like, I'd say send 100 empty boxes to her address with your name. So she has to be your delivery person.
Oh, my gosh. what do you think?
Hey, good morning. Princess of Petty here.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, first off, homegirl does not need to be taking them over and delivering them. They stay on the porch or wherever, and she writes, not at this address on there.
Uh-huh.
If it continues to happen, then they need to be taken to your local police department as a suspicious package.
Oh.
And yeah.
I like that. Hey, thank you so much, Princess of Petty.
Thanks, guys. Love you all.
All right, see ya.
Taylor says, once a package is delivered, even if it's addressed to someone else, you're not required to send them back or deliver them to the right place. Amazon specifically tells customers not to return them.
Man, y'all are harsh when it comes to someone else's neighbor. I mean,
it's because they listen. Allie has asked her, please stop.
Yeah.
And she's not stopping.
Yeah.
Nor did she ask permission. Nor did she give her a heads up. Like, none of it. So that's the level we're at.
All right. Well, hey, I think there are some great suggestions here. And I love how petty a lot of you are.
Yeah.
And yes, there are plenty of people that are like, it is illegal, Ben, to open them, so don't do that.
Right.
But yeah, I do like a lot of the suggestions that you guys have provided. So if you want to add yours, you always can, at Ben and Kelly Show on the Facebook thread. All right, that's group therapy. Good luck. Keep us posted.